We also need to get to Joe Thomas, who, listen, the guy who's played with, I don't know, what percentage of names on that mannequin in the window has Joe Thomas played with, we think? Like, over 50%?
60-ish percent.
Okay.
If I had to guess.
So he knows the importance of having a good quarterback, the leadership of a quarterback, somebody who can be a voice in the room. And he had some interesting thoughts on that yesterday here at the station. So, but first, I want to bring in a couple callers here. Tony in Mansfield, jumping in on the quarterback conversation. What's up, Tony?
Hey, morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, good. What's up?
Hey, not much. With the whole quarterback competition, you guys are talking about Joe Flacco, right? We know what we have in Joe. But then you guys were saying, well, there had to be some type of talk or understanding about Joe being here, you know, and just kind of taking a sideline seat. But at what point do we say, all right, or at least Joe as a veteran, being, it would be kind of frustrating. It's like, all right, I need to get reps. That way, if I am going to be the starter, I can have some type of rhythm and relationship in with the players that I'm going to be playing with, because you don't want to go into the season. I mean, now I know he had some magic when he was with us a couple years ago, right? But as a veteran, you would want those reps so that you can be a more competent quarterback week one, if he is going to be the starter, or however they see it. Maybe he's not going to be the starter. Maybe they see Kenny Pickett, but that would be frustrating as a veteran to be in there and still on the side, and then saying, okay, yep, you're going to, well, we see what we have with these other three quarterbacks. They don't have it. Joe, you're going to be our starter. Well, then now you just kind of still put him in a situation to underachieve, even though if he's still the best quarterback. And I think that would be frustrating. Now, big picture, I know that this is just a year really where we're going to see what we have. But I think as this coaching staff, you should be able to wither this quarterback competition down with minicamp. I mean, you should be able to see what you got. I don't think it should be down to joint practices to be like, all right, now what are we going to do? That seems a little bit lengthy to kind of, it's like kicking the can down the road.
Well, I think, as Danny and I have talked about, like, I think they've withered it down to a degree already in making it like two separate competitions where it's like Shador and Dylan are fighting for the backup job, and Flacco and Pickett are fighting for the starting job. I just think, like, the joint practices are going to be the thing that ultimately triggers for me, like, when they make a decision or they have a decision in their mind of, like, it's Flacco or Pickett. I like what you're saying, though, Tony, about, like, the rep distribution here and maybe Flacco being a little frustrated, especially because when he got here, we all remember his comments about, like, mentoring guys, right, where he was like, guys, I'm not here to be a mentor. I'm here to compete. So I would imagine on some level he probably – and again, we'll see how long it lasts, but he wants to be out there taking the reps because he wants to try to win the job himself. I will say, though, too, Tony, if anybody gets the benefit of the doubt on, like, building chemistry, I do think it's Joe Flacco to a degree. I saw this man go from playing football in his backyard with his kids and sitting on the couch on Sundays watching games to throwing, you know, 60-yard touchdown passes to Amari Cooper in the matter of, like, 3 weeks. So I think he can figure that thing out, but yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And I think we do have to give him that benefit of the doubt. It's just still, you know what I mean, just as a veteran and as an elite competitor, you don't want anything not giving you a disadvantage, but you want to have the best chance to still show that you're capable. And without that benefit of the doubt, hey, you guys have a wonderful day. You guys have done a great job holding it down with Ken and Ant out. So you guys have a good rest of your week. Nice talking to you.
Thanks, Tony. That was very, very kind. He didn't mention Daryl in that though. He didn't say Daryl did a nice job. He said specifically you and me did a nice job.
So, read into that however you want.
I don't know what. Yeah, just like the quarterback reps. Read into it however you want. Joe Thomas.
The same way you can read into our rep distribution this week with the guys out.
Yeah, what can we take away from Keith Britton's rep distribution of the hosts here at 92 through the fan? Why can't it?
I think we can take away who is available what days.
216-474-992 if you got any thoughts on that. But no, Joe Thomas joined. Was he on Baskin and Phelps yesterday? Afternoon drive. Okay. He was on afternoon. I you know what's funny? I just looked down and I noticed that it says Joe Thomas on afternoon drive. So maybe
Mitch has you prepared.
Maybe that's on me. I'm not throwing Mitch under the bus here on this one. Mitch actually did his job. I botched it.
That was rude. A surprise.
Mitch did his job.
Mitch actually did his job.
I did not do my job. Bad job out of me on multiple fronts. And he talked about the quarterback decision and why it's important to have it made earlier because that voice in the locker room is important. And let's face it, from a guy who didn't have that voice in the locker room a lot because he played with
somebody. Well, he was the voice in the locker room.
Yeah, exactly. I think we can take from Joe Thomas that how important this really is. Here's what he said.
I think the quick answer would be Joe Flacco because he's the known quantity. He's the guy that everybody's comfortable with. So if it was a quick decision, I think everybody's going to say, yep, he knows the offense. He can still sling the ball. He's going to put everybody in the right spot. He's going to make the right audibles. He's going to get us where we need to be so we can operate efficiently and that individually all the players can focus on their job. Because the worst part about having a quarterback who's young and maybe inexperienced is now everybody's worrying about what he's doing. And then you're not thinking about what you have to do, which it's human nature to do that, but it's really a bad thing. And I think it causes a lot of distractions and disruption within the offense, within a team when you don't know who that leader is, who's your quarterback. Because even if you're a wallflower, if you're the starting quarterback, you are the unquestioned leader of that team. And so guys want to know who they're supposed to look to in times of trials and tribulation. So I think a quick resolution is the most important thing.
I think these comments are fascinating, Danny, because I think a lot of people feel like the Browns are a team without a rudder when it comes to that leadership proponent specifically.
I do too, yeah.
Especially when it comes to, I think they look to Miles to be that guy, but we all know Miles is only that guy to a point, right? Like, he says certain things that I think resonate with guys, but is he like the real leader of the team? I don't know. How worried are you about that leadership proponent missing from this team going into the season, even if they pick a quarterback sooner rather than later?
Well, I mean, if you are looking for leadership at that quarterback position, I think Joe Flacco is the answer there. Like, I don't look at Kenny Pickett as a leader because, and partially because I don't think he's accomplished anything of substance in the NFL. And obviously Joe Flacco has, even if at his age now, he's not the same guy that won a Super Bowl for the Baltimore Ravens way back when. And it, of course, is not fair whatsoever to expect a third round rookie quarterback or a fifth round rookie quarterback to come in and immediately be a leader of an NFL team. So I think that those two can be ruled out. And Kenny Pickett also, I just don't look at as a leader. So I do think if you are looking at this, as Joe mentioned, which I do think is an important part of this discussion, but if you're looking at this from a leadership standpoint, which I think we probably both agree, Spencer, the Browns don't have a ton of it inside that locker room right now. That is not a locker room that I look at that is filled with leadership. We had a whole conversation yesterday, Daryl and I did, about the lack of leadership maybe Myles Garrett shows and how there's not really somebody else that steps up into that void. But I do think if you're looking for a leadership type thing, Joe Flacco is answer number one and really the only answer to that question in that specific quarterback room.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to gauge at this point what leadership the rookies are bringing to the table. I think Shador carries himself a certain way that we've seen, especially with the off-the-field stuff, where we can sort of get a sense of how he would handle those things. And we've heard his teammates at Colorado talk about it from a leadership standpoint. I think Dylan Gabriel brings some of that to the table as well. We know they fell in love with his intangibles. But Flacco was the one where it's like, you've seen it, you know it. There's guys in the locker room who have seen it and know it because he was here in 2023 and they went on that magical run. I do think, like, as we assess this team, both this year and moving forward, I think it has to be, like, one of the biggest problems with the structure of this team right now is that they don't have that person to be that voice. Like, it's funny, and it's funny how we got here because back in 2021, the team brass had a problem with that specific voice. It was Baker.
Right.
And we remember, like, the need of adult in the room comments and all those things. And
which,
so
I don't think we're wrong at the time.
Yeah.
To be fair here too.
Baker probably doesn't even think they're wrong at the time.
I mean,
looking
he
back,
might, but I also think that he's probably pretty thankful for the way things turned out because he did need to grow up. He was not ready to be the guy he is now here.
For sure. And so I don't think they were necessarily wrong in that, but to now be at a point where it's like, listen, they agreed with Miles to a degree where it's like, okay, we gotta choose Miles in this situation. He's the star player, and he maybe has more of what we're looking for there, but they're still missing that other piece, and Miles only takes you to a certain level. That is the thing that I think holds this team back and is going to hold this team back, even going into the next year and beyond, is like, do you have that leadership piece figured out? That if you have that figured out, you don't have Juan Thornhill situations where guys are like quitting in games. Like, Joe's 100% right about this. That piece matters. The quarterback piece matters. It's important that they figure this out quickly this year, but also just like moving forward when they assess quarterbacks, when they eventually draft or potentially draft their future leader, having the guy that can take that mantle is going to be so important to the future of this franchise and the futures of Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski on top of just the football side of it as well.
And you hope that next year they find a franchise quarterback because, and maybe you feel differently than I do as far as this goes, I don't think that guy is currently on the roster right now. I'm not a believer in any of these four as a potential franchise quarterback at this current moment. Of course, that can change, particularly with the two rookies. But you hope that when you find that guy is your leader, because it's the easiest way to find leadership in the NFL is to have a great quarterback that exemplifies it.
Yeah, it's a problem, and it's not one that's going away anytime soon, especially when you consider, you know, none of these, like this room could look totally different next year. If it is Flacco who starts this year, like, yeah, that's great for 2025. What's it mean for 2026? They got to have that voice in some capacity, and it still is something the Browns continue to pursue, even years after Joe Thomas was here with that carousel of quarterbacks that he played with.